You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And then there is this story ahead of the July 4th holiday, and it does come with some audio, Sam, if you could pull that up for us. If you've ever wondered what 700 pounds of fireworks sounds like when it explodes and takes out several homes on a block.
It was a big-ass boom.
We're about to play that for you. Someone thought it would be a good idea to have 700 pounds of fireworks delivered to their home. They then hauled all of the fireworks inside the home.
It was a big-ass boom.
And then they thought, I really feel like a cigarette. So they lit a cigarette. And you can probably fill in the blanks what happened next.
Just over a week from the 4th of July. A pyrotechnic display shakes a community to its foundation.
It was like a war zone at first.
I'm over here.
Windows rattled. A couple pictures came off the wall inside.
Just before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a house in Whidbey Island's Lagoon Point neighborhood near Greenbank blew up, the ensuing fire destroying a neighboring home and damaging a third. Tanya Henderson's home is damaged but still standing.
Crazy. Very insane. Very hot, very big, and very scary.
It appears to have been a piece of the concrete siding that came over.
Investigators discovered debris hundreds of feet away, the explosions continuing for hours.
They were exploding over and over and over. Yeah, it was bad.
Three first responders were hurt. The most serious injury, a firefighter hooking up a hose to a hydrant just 20 feet from the initial explosion. He may lose a finger.
If the guys had been here, you know, or had been standing in a spot just a second later or a second earlier, if the timing just hadn't been right, we would probably have all three of them down at Harborview right now.
Investigators tell us a cigarette is believed to have ignited some 700 pounds of fireworks stored inside the house. Exactly why they were there remains a mystery.
I'm going to stop right there. That's my favorite line in the entire story. 700 pounds of illegal fireworks, and the neighbors saw this guy hauling them into the house.
Right.
And then the reporter goes, why the fireworks were in the home remains a mystery.
Because he put them there.
He put them there. Here's my question.
Pretty obvious.
One of the neighbors says in that story, like, we knew it was the fireworks because we've seen them being hauled on pallets into the house the last week or so.
Right.
Would you call somebody if you saw something like that? I'm being serious. It's 4th of July. Like, if someone pulled up with a pickup truck and they were unloading sparklers and some, like, clearly, like, the big packages that you can buy on the stands that pop up off the side of the highway, I don't think anyone's going to think anything about that. These were pallets and pallets of, again, 700 pounds of fireworks.
It probably just looked like a big order of fireworks, so I can't imagine that there were multiple pallets for 700 pounds of fireworks. If I saw people loading in a bunch of fireworks, I would probably take a page out of the Mind My Own Business book and just
You wouldn't call the ATF. Not that I know how to call the ATF. You wouldn't be like, look, this looks like a little something is going on that's over the top next door.
I wouldn't want my neighbors calling the ATF because I put a pallet in my garage. So
full
I'm not going to call. Well,
okay. Well, let me tell you what they don't have anymore in Seattle.
A garage?
Right, yeah. No, they don't have a garage.
Yeah.
They don't have pallets. One of the sites, because two or three homes were destroyed, all you see is rubble, and there is still one set of concrete steps, and then the other house is, I see one window left and something on a side deck. The entirety of the rest of that house, and it's a big house, is gone. I'm not victim blaming. I'm not saying they should have called. I'm just saying.
It was a big-ass boom.
Yeah. If it looks like a
duck,
and it smells like a duck, why would you light a cigarette?
Now, some of the stories that we've seen here from the Metro regarding, I think it was an Odessa man who blew up his apartment, with regard to, you know, the raw materials behind making fireworks.
Oh, every year we have someone go rogue thinking they can manufacture their own fireworks.
If I'm sitting on my side porch and I see a pallet come off a truck that says Tannerite and another one that says gunpowder and another one that, you know, says M80 shells, that might prompt a phone call. Maybe not to the ATF, maybe to the non-emergency line, like, hey, don't know what's going on, but no. I mean,
you were saying when you used to work at your other job, Sam, that there would be people that would come in, order a pack of cigarettes, light up the smokes, and then put gasoline in their car.
Oh, yeah. So they'd come in, they'd prepay for the pump, they'd buy a pack of cigarettes, and smoking next to a gas pump is one thing because the fumes could ignite, right? That's a problem in and of itself. What these brainiacs would do, and this happened probably every single shift, was they would light the cigarette on the way out to pumping the gas and then handle the nozzle that's, you know, dripping
right,
gas.
With gasoline.
Something highly flammable with the lit cigarette hanging out of their mouth yep. And then sit there and,
would,
you know,
would you guys have to go
away.
Out and say you can't have a lit cigarette at the pump?
No.
No. Just you do you, buddy.
And we just, you know, duck away from the front of the store if yep. It looks like it's about to go boom.
We leave you with a positive gas station story. Father this week delivered his own son at a Quick Trip on Father's Day.
Nice.
Most fathers spend Father's Day opening a card, firing up the grill. But for one San Antonio dad, the day started with a 911 call and a baby arriving in the front seat of a car, a moment he says he never saw coming. It was around 2 a.m. on Father's Day. Louis Serta wasn't thinking about gifts. He was trying to get his wife to the hospital. Minutes into the drive, his wife Maria told him, this baby's coming. He says, pretty much 5 or 6 minutes driving on the way to the hospital. We're driving, and I'm trying to drive like a little faster. And the wife says, I was in his ear. And then I'm like screaming, this baby is coming. He says, we're heading down Interstate 37, and the situation changed so quickly. Maria felt the baby crowning. And I know this is my second baby, she says. I know what's coming, and I know that feeling. So Lewis pulled into a Quick Trip gas station on Hot Wells Boulevard and called 911. He says, I had to reach down to make sure, and there he was. And I was like, okay, I told 911, we're not going to make it. We pulled over into the gas station. By the time he opened the passenger door, nature did what nature is going to do, and the baby was already coming. He says, as soon as he got out, by the time he opened the passenger side, that baby shot out. I mean, I caught him. The umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck. We undid it. Baby took his first breath and started crying. The 911 dispatcher sort of tried to talk him through the entire thing, but it was over before first responders even arrived, and firefighters let him have the scissors to cut the umbilical cord. They named him Louis III after Dad, and a Father's Day story no one in that family will ever forget.
What a cutie. Get it?
I won't. Stop it.
Q-T.
Stop. Get out.
Okay.
Get out.
I'll see you later.
913-586-7798. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.